Welcome back to Radio Alicia, the only radio show with Spanish subtitles. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live and in Technicolor from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. Remember that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca, also through the new smartphone app for Android and iOS. And you can also find all the past, present, and future podcasts of the show at cjsf.ca/content/radio-alicia. All right, we just listened to Mingua, sisters, a sister and brothers from another mother. We listened to the song Sun, El Sol. Before that, we listened to Space Queen, they're a band from Vancouver, talented, only all female. We listened to the song Battle Cry. And we set with our guests tonight, Necronado. And this should be like your, you know, title song. Like, we listen to Necrosis.
Necrosis!
Exactly. Wow. You say it way better than me, you know. just by a bit, but way more better than me. Yes, Necrosis. We listen from Necronado. And yeah.
To say that this playlist is eclectic is an injustice.
Thank you.
For what you're playing.
Thank you, Emmett. My playlist have been called many, many things. Yeah. But eclectic is not really of the ones that come off often. Yeah. It's related to going to the washroom for number two. It's related, like, it's been called a lot of things, but not eclectic. So thank you very much.
Also burying the lead, as we say. Mingua is a local Vancouver group that Gonzalo, our guitar player, also plays in. You weren't on that recording though, right?
No, I'm still trying to get my guitars in one record of Mingua, but it still hasn't happened.
But you usually do like one EP every year or two, or how about a single or something? I mean, you have a bunch of new songs now.
Yeah, but we haven't recorded anything lately. Last album was music from before my era.
Don't worry, I'll talk to, you know, the people in charge, and we'll get you recorded.
Yes, please.
Okay.
Actually, you can be solo. Gonzalo Donoso plays Mingua, and you can record an album yourself playing Mingua, and, you know, all, you know, Gonzalo plays his best hits. So you can play Necronado and Mingua and whatever else you're... Yeah,
maybe I can take these guys and replace all the others.
Oh, yeah. Exactly, yes.
What we call Mingua too.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, you know.
You get yourself sued by two different bands.
That should be fun, yes. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Gonzalo is, besides being handsome and multi-talented, he's also multi-band. So, yes. So I wanted you to mention how you recruited some of the members of Necronado, because I found that really interesting. And I want to laugh again, so please do.
Well, that was you, right?
Yeah, I was just looking for, because I was playing in Mingua, but I wanted to expand my music talent by playing.
Of course, wasted, so much wasted with only one band.
Playing hard and heavy and fast stuff, so I just wanted to play one album from the 80s called Speak English or Die. From the Yeah, and I posted in Craigslist, and the first guy who asked me, he said, we write mails back and forth, and the guy asked me, do you speak Spanish? Yes. Where are you from? From Chile. Oh, me too. And that's Alvaro. By coincidence. And, yeah, and then was Zach, and then we started to play the whole album, mm-hmm. S.O.D.
That's a very good album, I must say. I love that album, you know.
Classic. Usually when we play live, we try to get one or two SOD covers, just to as a nod to the foundation of the band, so that it's nice to slip in a few SOD covers at the show. And they're also great songs to get the crowd whipped up in a frenzy too. But
do you remember the Headbangers Ball on MTV?
Yeah.
So one of the songs, or two of the songs from SOD, was the main intro for Headbangers Ball. That one, okay. I don't know how it's called. Du-du-dun. Oh, I guess this is Milano Mosh, no?
Yeah. Milano Mosh.
This is the Milano Mosh. Yeah. So now you do the Emmet Mosh, or what is it called? Like,
well, we got to figure out the necro. So Necronado is basically a fancy way of saying Tornado of Death. When we were deciding on a name for the band, we wanted to incorporate some kind of Spanish element. So and also necro is, I mean, the go-to trope for any metal band or album or anything like that. So necro, and then we were trying to like think about like what's a natural disaster. Tornado, a tornado is you say it in Spanish, mm-hmm. sounds pretty Spanish. So necronado, necronado if you're extra white. And
that's how I see it.
No,
that's also part of the fun.
If you're extra white, it's necronado. There you go. That's the one.
And that's part of the mystique too. Is like no one knows how to say our band name too. That's yeah.
Even
I kiboshed. I vetoed the idea of putting umlauts over the O's, just because I knew that was going to be one step too many into weird.
That's great. That's a great idea. I support that idea. Yeah. I will give you $5 of GoFundMe to implement that
and other bands to do
in all merchandise you have already done. So you should pull the two dots. You should put the hat, but change it every 3 months.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So the two dots, the hat. The graph, the acute accents.
So it's
exactly. It's necrono. Necronehu. Exactly. Or it's necronach.
Yeah.
So it can be German, East European, French, Icelandic, of course, Finnish, Norwich,
Estonian by way of Uruguay or something.
Estonian by heritage, exactly, yes. Yeah. It can be everything. So yes, you should change the accents. It's the O with the hash, with the slash.
Now
it's lyric.
Yeah, that's like the Scandinavian thing.
Gonzalo goes a couple of people from that area.
Yeah. also to finish off the story, I then answered a Craigslist ad to join the band. So it was thrash band looking for singer.
It was SOD, tribute band. Yes, at that time.
And when you read the ad, like, do you think, oh, it's a band that is trash, literally, or is it a band that plays trash? Like, what did you? But you.
Though there's an H in there. There was thrash.
What did you infer from the ad?
They didn't say we are a trash band.
Spell that wrong.
Yeah.
Our band is trash, and we need a singer. So standards are low. Yeah.
Please come add the H so we can be a thrash band instead of a trash band.
Don't worry if you cannot sing. We're trash anyway, so who cares?
I don't think it was advertised specifically as SOD.
Was it?
I think you just said thrash. Yeah, but we had Zach and I had a few back and forths, and then you sent me demos that you guys made of the original stuff, and then I wrote lyrics and then recorded lyrics on top of the demo, sent them back. And I was like, fuck, these guys are so tight. But it was because because it was digital drums. So it was GarageBand drums.
Oh, yeah.
And that whoever's drumming for GarageBand is really good.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah.
And now with AI, he can get even better.
That's what we're waiting for. Our next album, we won't be part of any of it.
Brought to you by ChatGPT, new Necronado album.
So yeah, the history is like not as romantic as we were four children from Birmingham,
four orphans brought together by chance through music. Yes,
who ran away from a satanic cult?
Precisely. Yeah, no, yes,
it was guys creeping up to middle age, needing an outlet, and answering Craigslist ads. I was thinking that. Back when I was a kid, it was always like our dads would play like blues rock in their garage as an outlet.
Oh, yeah.
Well, now old guys play like extreme metal in their garage. Or
some kind of hard rock music.
And we got to do more Bad Company covers. Huh? Who doesn't love Bad Company?
Yeah.
Oh, Bad Company metal. That's interesting. Oof. Yeah,
those are some tough shoes to fill, and I can't sing.
Yeah, I don't know if you can listen to the. I don't know if you can listen to the background, but it's Philip Glass. He's an American composer, has done operas and symphonies and a lot of things. But I found, he does usually or often music for documentaries, by this guy Geoffrey Reggio. So he's done Nejanis Katsi, and another Katsi that I can remember, and a couple of others. So anyway. I found a metal version of the, I guess, main track of that Koyaanisqatsi, which is actually called Koyaanisqatsi.
It's like, Koyaanisqatsi.
Precisely. Not the little, 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 okay, but yes, the, it's like, but I mean, the funny thing is that the actual original song goes like that. Koyaanisqatsi. But anyway, and I was impressed with that because, I mean, wow, a metal. Actually, that's not true. Usually metal musicians listen to a lot of different music. I don't know what you think. That's what I found in many years of being the host of the Metal Meltdown, that you can hear through Mondays at 8 o'clock.
If our personal tastes are all over the place, too. I think we're all coming from different backgrounds.
Pretty much, you know, there's 10 or 15-year age gap in here between a couple of us. I'm old enough to remember a time when there was no metal. So I grew up on bands like Zeppelin and Sabbath back in the 70s and 80s. And that has nothing to do with what we're doing now, but I found the style that we're looking for in the 80s, and I've been playing it ever since.
Yeah.
And it's made a massive resurgence the last 5 or 10 years now with all the new wave of traditional thrash metal bands out there.
Yeah.
I'm really happy to be part of that.
I mean, so many bands even will be diehards and focus to be new wave of British heavy metal, in terms of subgenres, to try and stay purists to the form, and it's Critical Defiance was the Chilean band I was talking about that just put out, that were great.
The Lord that it came to you before the show was over.
And Poison the Preacher, but they're from, I think they're crossover thrash from Brazil, but anyway, those are just at the top of my head. But I grew up I'm listening to, I was way into prog stuff, so I was listening to Yes and Jethro Tull and Gentle Giant and all those things. Rush, even though that was all way before my time. And then I didn't get into metal until kind of my late teens. I went pretty extreme pretty quick. I was listening to At the Gates and a lot of pretty serious death metal stuff.
You went straight from classic hard rock bands to death metal?
Kind of. I mean, I see, of course, Black Sabbath, rears its head constantly. So
that's kind of. You don't even need to say that. That's always a given.
But
I think we all start with bands before our time. That happened to me.
Yeah.
I started with bands before my time. Not even the metal ones. I mean, the metal ones were Scorpions, but Scorpions was kind of still, and they are still going, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know, Black Sabbath, you know, or, and then from that to Scorpions and whatever, Quiet Riot, I'm sorry.
But it's amazing.
Twisted Sister, I'm very sorry again. Then to Maiden, which is, you know, a little better, and then we go.
But things like The Accused and Corrosion of Conformity and stuff like that, and SOD, really made an impact in Chile, hey, when you guys were young?
Yeah.
The crossover?
I think so. I remember I was a kid, not even a teenager, when I started to listen to, these things like thrash metal. Late 80s, I think, and kids older than me, teenagers, were hanging The Accused records, SOD, I remember, Creator, Destruction, all those.
They're coming and they're playing with Testament in a month or so.
And there was one important band in Chile, and that's the reason, and you guys don't know this, but that's the reason of the name, the song we have, Necrosis. There was a band in Chile in the 80s called Necrosis, and that's the reason.
Oh, okay.
Put that name.
Was that
song.
The best metal band at the time, or
popular.
Most popular?
Popular. Probably you know Don Francisco, right?
Who can forget him?
Yeah, Sábados Gigantes. They played that show.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
And Don Francisco made fun of the band, to be honest.
Of course.
Yes.
Wow. That was long ago. Uh-huh. Yeah, I was going to ask you if you liked metal when, you know, when Anthrax played with Run DMC. Was that your rap moment that brought you to... I'm kidding.
I didn't like that song, but I remember when they were playing that song.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that was an interesting, crossover. Although, you know, like suicidal tendencies kind of brought also mixed, you know, skateboarding, whatever with when they sang, it didn't sound like, you know, metal. It was a little, I don't know what's the official, you know, genre, but it didn't sound like, it wasn't like straight speed or trash or whatever. It was like a mix of a bunch
playing
of stuff.
Punk rock and and metal and then faster stuff later on. Growing up around here, it's on the West Coast, it was fortunate in the 80s and 90s because all the bands from California and Washington used to come on tour here. And I'm from Victoria, so every weekend in the summer there would be a bunch of underground bands that nobody ever heard of, and you go and just have the greatest time because there's five or six unsigned bands doing whatever they want. I don't know if you see that too much these days. I don't really see it around. But that's how I got exposure coming up on an island where there was nothing else to do but play and listen to music. That was
yes.
all I did. I think that's all I still do, really.
So Necronado did save you, at least you, Zach.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe not the other guys, but you were saved. Thank you, Necronado.
You saved my soul.
Hey, exactly. Doctor, you can save me and get me another beer, dude.
Okay. Well, we're not having beer here, okay? We're having cold beverages.
That's what I meant.
Okay, let's go and play a couple more songs, and then we can come and say goodbye.
My rotten ginger ale.
Yes. All right. We'll be right back here at Radio Alicia.
J'ai comme envie n'importe
Welcome back to Radio Alicia, the only radio show with Spanish subtitles. I am your host, El Dr. Misterio, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. All right, we just listened to Steffi Schock with Passe de Toi, that also features Susie McLeelove. And if you know this one, this was originally a song by Mano Negra back in the 80s. Great song and I think great cover. And then, of course, we started our two-song set with our guests tonight, Necronado. And we listened to what happens to be their first composition ever, which is amazing. We had tears in the studio, hugs. It was amazing to see everybody so touched by this first composition.
To remember a time when we were so young, so exactly. Innocent, naive.
So innocent, virgins, yeah. in so many ways.
2023, who can remember those?
Trail of Misery. We listened to Trail of Misery. Okay, and speaking about Trail of Misery, no, which is going to be... I was just going to say something nasty, but I will not. Where and when can we listen to you guys live? Remind us.
Okay, good. All right, so this week, May 15th, doors at 7, music starts at 8, Necronado is opening for Stryker from Edmonton, heavy metal sensations who've been around for decades. And we're sharing the bill with Tough Dust, who are also super fun local Vancouver heavy metal band. And I believe it's $20 if you buy online, Stryker/metal.com for tickets, or $25 at the door. And again, that's Wednesday, May 15th. And then we're at the Wise Hall. That's great. That's in East Van, out of Astoria. And then Necronado is producing a show out in Maple Ridge at the end of the month, May 31st. That's going to be super fun because we got four bands on the bill. Quite a range. We're starting off with Grolix, who are kind of like...
DB.
Yeah, just kind of like, yeah, we were saying... crust punk kind of stuff, and then we got Nobody, who are also another crossover thrash metal band who are relatively new from Vancouver. Then it's us, Necronado, and then closing out the night is Glue Unit, and they're punk staples in Vancouver. They're great. And so it's the Wolf Bar, and that's out on Low Heat Highway in Maple Ridge. Bands start at 9, asking $12 at the door. We're not cool enough to have tickets online yet, so it's pretty DIY.
That's okay. You just have to bring some kind of cash or payment method to the door, right? Or maybe cash preferred at the door?
Cash or like, you know, a week's supply of food or something for us to give.
You mean a 12-pack of beer?
Yeah, some guitar strings or something.
$12 worth of good quality beer.
Yeah, there you go.
So that's one beer.
Two bottles.
You can have 12 PBRs or one good beer, like a Guinness or something.
But make sure you bring four straws.
Yes.
So we can share.
Exactly, because there's four members of Necronado. That's correct. Yes. All right. Well, I just want to thank you a lot for coming tonight. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen to the Metal Meltdown tomorrow at 8. We're going to have a full show of music from them, and we'll be chatting with them for about 20 minutes.
Yeah,
so
you can listen to the whole EP a couple times over.
Exactly, yes.
And thanks for reaching out to us and wanting to bring us in and support local mayhem. So that's great.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, and
muchas gracias.
Oh, de nada. And whenever you have a new EP or whatever. Oh, I have a suggestion. Well, I have a request. Make your songs longer, please.
We don't have
they
that
are
kind
very
of energy.
Good.
We're not young
They
enough.
Are very good. They are very good. And yes.
Once it gets past 3 minutes, I kind of get lost.
Alvaro can only play at 190 BPM for two to three minutes.
I see. So we have a small attention span here, is what I'm sensing. Like, where was I? Where's
what
the song?
Song is this again?
What song is this? What band is this? Where
attention
are we?
Span and
where am I?
Arrest
Who I am? Who am I? Where am I?
The songs eventually.
Yeah. Yeah. We had to, when we recorded the drums, you realize, like, after recording for a few minutes, you get tired, so you have to like take certain breaks. You have to like come back and redo them the next day when you've had a good sleep.
Oh wow!
Catch up, yeah, but that yeah, it was the next day after our first gig too. Pretty hungover, I remember.
Don't go into the studio with a hangover, young man. It's a bad idea. It's a waste of money.
There you go. All right. Well, thank you very, very much. I really, really appreciate it. And yes, we're gonna leave the audience with the Caravan of Death. And yeah, whenever you have new music or new gigs, please let us know. And
yeah, we're
love
on Instagram
to have you back
too. Necronauto Instagram. We're on Bandcamp and Spotify. It's.